This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, Psalm number 11, Psalm number 11. And there aren't but seven verses, and they're all powerful and important, but I want to lift up this third verse in your hearing, for here is where we're going to launch. And if you have your word before you, would you begin reading now?
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If the foundation be destroyed, what? That's a question. Can the righteous do? Just in case you hadn't read the rest of the chapter, I want to give you a helpful holy hint in the title. Trouble won't last always. Trouble won't last always. I know that we're in the midst of trouble and confusion and chaos in our country. Many times on our jobs, in our homes even, in many places, and even included sometimes the church of God. But I need you to know, my brothers and sisters, this word is real. This word is refreshing. This word gives us insight to how God sees things through someone who really trusts in him. David starts off in verse 1 by saying, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?" Let me give you a little context. This was before David became king, and of course Saul had already thrown a javelin at him trying to kill him because he understood that David was going to be his replacement. And because David was going to be his replacement, David knew that he had to wait till God was ready. And sometimes God will give you a preview of what is to come, but he won't tell you when it's coming. And so that means you have to do two things. One, trust him, and two, wait on him. And so David did both of these. You remember, David would not touch Saul because Saul had been anointed to be the king. And what David knew was that you better not put your hands on God's anointed. I don't care how arrogant, I don't care how awkward the situation may be, I don't care how they are not being or becoming what God said they are. If God said they are, that's all that matters in spite of what you see or what you feel. And so it was not his position to second guess God, because God said Saul was king, and David was next, and David was waiting for his time. But interestingly enough, David had some friends, some circle of friends who were giving him advice that was not quite right. In other words, they were sincere, but they were sincerely wrong. They said to David, when David said, "In the Lord put I my trust." Now, here's where the friends come in. They tell David, "Listen, David, if you stay here, Saul is going to kill you. Why don't you run up to the mountains and hide yourself from him so he can't get to you?" David said, "How say ye to my soul? To my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain." David wanted to say, "You don't know who you're talking to. I'm not trusting in you. I'm trusting in God." Why? Because God has a purpose for my life. And may I say to anyone here today who knows that God has a purpose for your life, it also includes a plan that God himself at the proper time will activate for you when he's ready to make things work out in your favor. You don't have to rush God. You don't have to keep poking and prodding at God. God, when? When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? All of that's God's business. Your business is to trust him and to wait on him. Listen to what the friends tell David. "For lo, David, pay attention. The wicked bend the bow. They make ready the arrow upon the string, that they may privily," that means privately, secretly, "shoot at the upright in heart." They're trying to tell David, "Listen, David, they ain't playing with you. They're trying to take you out of here." And I got news for you. The devil ain't playing with you. He's trying to take you out of here. But I need you to know you ain't got no need to worry, to run, or to fear. If you, like David, put your trust in God. And then they say one more thing to him. They say, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" David, are you listening to me here? If Saul, who's supposed to be an anointed man of God, do not hold up the laws, the precepts, the principles, if the man of God is not doing right, if those things that we're supposed to honor, law and justice, righteousness, and all of those things be destroyed, then the question is, what can you do, David? Remember, it was Saul, God's anointed, that was trying to destroy David. You got to understand, the devil will use even people who have been anointed by God, but who may not be walking in that anointing, to sometimes hurt you in ways that you could not even fathom. But that's why you don't put your faith and trust in them. You put your faith and trust in God, in him. Look at what David says to them. Verse 4. "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven." He what? His eyes what? He sees it all. His eyelids try the children of men. Listen, the old folk without any theological training or without any seminary and scholarship would put it this way. He sits high. I wish I had a helper here. But he looks down low. He sees you. He knows you. He understands what you're going through. He knows how much you can handle, how much you can bear. He sees the enemies and the plots and the plans that they've got for you, but he's trying you to see if you're going to trust him. Yeah, in the good times, but trust him even more in the bad times. How many of you know that you can trust him when it's good? But how many of you know you can really trust him when it gets bad? Why do you know that? Because you have put your trust in him who said he'll never leave you, who said he'll never forsake you. And for you to know he is faithful, that he's got this thing. God told me to tell you trouble won't last always. Some of you have been going through for a mighty long time. Don't look like the answer's coming. Don't look like the fix is coming. Don't look like things are going to go your way. But I got news for you. God's about to turn this thing around for us. Faithful is our God. All you got to do is hold on and be strong a little while longer. Your answer is on the way. God wants somebody here to know that he is faithful. Lord, if somebody sitting next to you really knew what you've gone through. They see the smile on your face. They see the praise that you give to God. But they really don't know your story. And they don't know that you know if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, you wouldn't be sitting here today. That's why, like the song say, you've had too many victories to let defeat have the last word. God's been too good to you too many times to let the devil tell you that he isn't who he say he is. God has picked you up too many times for you to think that he'll let you fall and stay down there. God is faithful. Verse 5 says this, and you got to listen at this. The Lord trieth the righteous. Jesus said, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. What does tribulation mean? It means grievous troubles and sorrows. Grievous troubles and sorrows. In this life, in this world, you're going to have to go through some stuff.
Come on, doctor.
And listen to this. You're going through some stuff to prove that you are who God says you are. I like to straighten out sayings that mean well, but they're not quite accurate. You know, like the proof is in the pudding. Yeah, but the true reality is the proof is in the tasting of the pudding. If you don't taste the pudding, you don't know what's in it. If God don't test you, then both you and the world will never know what's in you. See, there's some of you don't even know how strong you really are until the Lord shows you by testing you. You would have looked at somebody else's life and said, I never could have made it if I had gone through what they went through. But you got to know this, that God designed you to be you. And there are tests customized for you that weren't meant for anybody else. So what you need to know is, God, will I make it through the test that you've made for me? And my answer to you is, every time. You might not think you can make it, but every day you wake up, every night you go to sleep, is another day God is proving to you, you are making it through. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Hateth. God's soul hate the violent, the vicious, the wicked, the low down. Listen, you ain't got to worry about those folks. God's got them in his scope. And he has spotted them. But just listen. I like to put it like this. He got one eye on them, but he got the other eye on you. And what does that mean? That means this very simply, that he knows how to separate the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, the just from the unjust. Are y'all gonna hear me today? God doesn't make a mistake. And I need you to see what he does to the wicked. Verse 6. Upon the wicked. Take a praise pause right here and say, thank God I ain't wicked. Listen. That's why you ain't got to worry about when the wicked do all the evil that they do, because God has a plan for the wicked. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and horrible tempest. Snares, fire and brimstone, and horrible tempest. All of these things are coming from above, down on the wicked. Why? Because his throne is in heaven. The Lord is in his holy temple. So if he's going to rain upon the wicked, it's coming from him down to those who are low down. Snares. Some translation says coals. Coals of fire and brimstone. Brimstone was a stone, like it had a very horrible smell to it. It's that part that's going to be burning in hell. That's a future look at what hell is going to look like. And then an horrible tempest means a terrible storm in their lives. That tempest, that's a terrible storm. God is going to have them so messed up that they won't know whether they're coming or going. And everywhere they turn, they're going to find the wrath of God coming down on them. That's why you ain't got to worry about the wicked. You just got to stay in your place. Believe God, trust God, hold on to God's unchanging hand, and watch God do it. Watch God work it out. Watch God handle it. You don't need to get your hands dirty. You just need to trust God. And then verse 7 says, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance, his face, doth behold the upright. In other words, the Lord is watching you. And not only is he watching you, but he's watching over you. And my brothers and sisters, why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. If his eye is on the sparrow, oh, help me in the house here. Anybody know he's watching over you right now? I say, anybody know he's watching over you right now? Well, come on, give him praise and glory in the house and tell somebody, my heavenly Father, watch it over me. My heavenly Father sees all. My heavenly Father knows all. My heavenly Father has got this thing fixed. Trouble won't last always. Trouble has got to flee. Trouble has got to get out of my way. Thank you, God, for being who you are in my life. I trust in the Lord. Give him praise in the house. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. That's a word for somebody today. Hold on to it. Hold on to it.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
What you're going through is not the end of you, it's the beginning now. You are in his hands. Be still and trust his plan. He'll make a way somehow. But while you're going through, let Jesus work on you. There's nothing else to do but be still and know he is God alone. He came to make you strong. Though it hurts for a moment, let him work on you. Thank you. trial lasts only for a while. He's building up your faith. So while you're going through, let Jesus work on you. There's nothing else to do but be still and know He is God alone. He came to make you strong, though it hurts for a moment. Let Him work on you. Oh, oh, He's in control. Yes, let Him work on you. Although it may hurt right now, He's working. You are the potter, I am the clay. So have Your way, work on me, Lord. You are the potter, I am the clay. Have Your way, work on me, Lord.
You are the potter, I am the clay. So
have Your way, work on my heart, Jesus. Work on my mind, I need Thee, Lord. Every hour, the most gracious Lord. There's nothing else to do but be still and know He is God alone. He came to make you strong, though it hurts for a moment. Though it hurts for a moment. Yeah, though it hurts for a moment. Let Him work on you. It's not the end of you, it's the beginning. Right now, right now, right now.
About you, you don't act the same. I told him this. Said, I know.